This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back-to-back weeks of historic matchups. The Steelers-Cowboys matchup was highly lauded last week. The game was delayed. It came down to the final seconds. Let's hope that isn't the same way that this game goes down on Sunday. Steelers and Raiders, 4:05. Pre-game coverage on the Fan, Fan Game Day. Jeff Hathorn will fill in for me starting at 1:00. Because I will be there. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan until 7:30 tonight. Joel Nelson with me behind the glass. We will pick the Thursday night game later on. We will get into the Penguins home opener debacle last night. The Pens getting set for their second game tonight, 8 p.m. in Detroit. We will also get into Pitt football before we finish things up tonight. Pat Narduzzi joined Pony and Muller earlier today as the Panthers have an opportunity to start the season 6-0, just one season removed from a 3-9 disaster. But I do want to start with the Steelers and the matchup and the, you know, some of the news and notes that surround the game on Sunday. We start with the quarterback matchup. The Raiders announced that Aiden O'Connell will get the nod Sunday afternoon. I was relieved when I heard that decision made by Antonio Pierce, and other Steelers fans should feel the same way. Gardner Minshew is one of those quarterbacks, which he is now the backup in Las Vegas, but Minshew is one of those quarterbacks that has no business playing well against the Steelers and shredding that $100+ million defense, the highest paid defense in football. But he's the type that would do it anyway. I saw it last season in person. 215, 3 touchdowns, no picks. When the Steelers lost to the Colts in Indianapolis, that was ugly. He made it look easy. They didn't really get after him much. He had that offense in Indy moving up and down the field. Now, not the same offense, not the same team, but I still have a fear of the guy that he could come into the game and pick them apart bit by bit. Just because he's a random dude who can do that. He looks like Uncle Rico. He has that odd flair and aura about him that he could come into the game and pick them apart. They should be able to get after Aiden O'Connell, who is mostly immobile. But I feel like we all know what that means. His back won't hit the turf all day. And he will be able to stand in there, make plays, make good throws, and we'll have the Steelers up against the ropes. Why do I feel like that is what we are bound for in, what, 72 hours? Is that math about right? Yeah, it's Thursday evening. Like 72 hours from now, how will we be feeling about where the Steelers are at in the game? Because around this time, in the Eastern time zone. That game will be into the second half, maybe on the way to the fourth quarter. Ray Fittipaldo predicted a Steelers 10-point win. I could actually see, I'm not picking the Raiders to win. They're going to keep this close, though. I have that fear when they really shouldn't. So who will start for the Steelers? We heard Mike Florio say yesterday that he anticipates Russell Wilson making his Steelers debut. And based on what the rest of the Sunday night crew was saying the other night, they all seem to believe that is also the case. Tony Dungy said on a podcast with some fellow Sunday night football brethren earlier that he was impressed with the way Russell Wilson handled himself in practice next week and that his opportunity is right around the corner. But then we do see folks that cover the team on a from a local perspective. Now, they don't have it set in stone, and they mention that, but our guy Mark Cabali, Steelers correspondent from the Pat McAfee Show, who will be with Jeff on Sunday for Fan Game Day, he thinks that all indications are pointing to Justin Fields getting the start. We had Ray Fittipaldo on about an hour ago. He also said it seems like it'll be Justin Fields starting game number 6 for the Steelers. Now, it could be a short leash, but those guys don't anticipate the Russell Wilson Steelers debut. Now, if it would happen, it doesn't have to be declared a benching of Justin Fields, because Fields has always been listed as the backup. Mike Tomlin has never changed the depth chart since they first came out with it in regards to the quarterbacks, and I know it's one of those things. Tomlin likes to have fun with the media. Oh, you guys look too much into depth charts. Yeah, because why would we? Why would we look into who is expected to start for your team? But he wants to hold it down like it's Fort Knox, and here we are seeing the same exact thing every single week. But it could be portrayed as if, hey, QB1 is healthy, he's back in there. He practiced in full the last 2 days. So where does that leave him for Sunday? I mean, we're getting to the point now when Mike Tomlin needs to make a decision on this. Because all season long, he has been able to skate by week after week, post-game press conference after post-game press conference, midweek press conference after midweek press conference. Mike Tomlin has been able to skate by on, well, Russell Wilson's not ready to go yet, yada, yada. We're getting with his people. We're getting with the training staff. He's not quite ready to go yet. He's been able to skate along with that for a little over a month now. But we are getting to the point when a decision has to be made. You can't see Russell Wilson practicing in full for the whole week and then saying, oh, he's not there. He's not there. Health-wise. We know he makes that point about players like Roman Wilson, a rookie who's never played a down in the National Football League yet. But you can make that argument a little bit better when it is a rookie who didn't play in the preseason, who is still trying to get a helmet for the first time in the National Football League. It's a little bit different when it is a player of Russell Wilson's caliber and pedigree.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My thought on it, my opinion on it, my take on it, I would give Justin Fields one more game here. If we see another slow start, maybe the plug gets pulled at halftime. If the Steelers go into the locker room in Vegas and they're down, I don't know, let's say 10-3 or 10-0, or maybe it is like Indianapolis where it's 17-0 or 17-3, then I could see Russell Wilson starting that second half, making his Steelers debut with 30 minutes to go in Las Vegas and having an opportunity right away to become a hero. Now, that's one scenario. If Justin Fields gives an average game and the Steelers lose, I think Wilson is in line to start against the Jets next Sunday night, a primetime opportunity. You can have all the chatter with the NBC folk that you want to. I think that is where you could come down on that. Now, here's the thing. What if Justin Fields doesn't play a great game? Let's say it's a game where the completion percentage is, I don't know, let's say around 65%. Let's say he throws for 190 yards and he has a touchdown through the air. He has a touchdown on the ground. He doesn't have an interception. He doesn't have a fumble loss, so he doesn't have a turnover in the game, but he comes close to turnover plays. He throws a bad pass or two into traffic. He has another either fumbled snap or fumbled exchange. But all in all, a decent game. A game right around average or above average, and then the Steelers win. I think it's hard to take the guy out. I do. I know they've hit a couple of bumps in the road here, but I wouldn't say that he was the issue, the entire issue in either game. Now, was he good on Sunday night? No. Was he good in the first half against Indianapolis? No. He was great in the second half. I thought after his fumble against the Colts, he was damn near perfect and showed some of the most consistent, best offense we have seen from a Steelers quarterback in multiple seasons in that second half against Indy. But they have the opportunity now. Well, a couple of bumps in the road. They're not undefeated anymore. It's a little bit more there's a little bit more ease with making that potential change to Russell Wilson. But I also can't really blame Mike Tomlin for going either way here. If he comes out tomorrow and surprises some people and says Russell Wilson gets the ball on Sunday in Vegas, I can't say that Justin Fields was totally screwed in this scenario. There could still be a future with Justin Fields. He's been the backup on the depth chart the whole time. It just comes down to the starter is now healthy. And then if he sticks with Justin Fields, I also can't blame him there. I like the idea of thinking to the future and maybe finding out right now, is this guy a potential answer? We know one guy is not a long-term solution. We think the guy playing right now who is 25 years old could be. The George Pickens situation is something I do think Mike Tomlin deserves some blame for. I think there is blame to go around. I think that George Pickens is certainly at fault. He is the player in question here. And we've had people say, and you've heard people say, I'm sure if you had conversations about this, well, Antonio Brown was a jerk, don't forget that. And yeah, he was, for sure, an all-time jerk. And we've seen at the tail end of his stay in every single place he's been, and basically every single stop in life for Antonio Brown since his football career ended. Yeah, he's been a jerk. He is a downright bad guy. And I'm saying that about the dude, the person off the field. I'm not saying that George Pickens, bad guy for some of his antics. Like, AB is a legitimate bad guy. But I will give Brown credit here. He took three hours out of his life every Sunday afternoon or Sunday night or Monday night or Thursday night. He stuck to business, and he was the best damn player on that field. And the numbers backed it up. He didn't just say, I'm the best player on the field. He didn't put always effing open on his eye black. He didn't need to do that. The guy throwing him the football already knew that. And every single week, he strapped it up. And you do have to give the guy credit. When he was here, when he was a Pittsburgh Steeler, he was 100% full go pretty much every single play. You can think of his antics off the field. You can think of, you know, showing up wearing that fur coat for the season finale back in 2018. He got benched for his actions there. And I think it was about near the end of, well, I mean, it was literally the end of his run with the Steelers. He would then be traded that offseason. But it came on quick with Antonio Brown. The antics, they were done with them. The Steelers organization, Mike Tomlin, the whole crew was done with it. But for a long time, that dude would strap it up for 3 hours and he would be the best player on that football field. We're aware that this is not the first rodeo of Steelers wide receiver drama. And Pickens needs to be more mature. He needs to be an adult here. But the enabling is more of the issue. And that is on the organization, and that is on the head coach. And this all goes back to the problem the team has had going into the season. The way the roster was constructed plays into this. They don't have another suitable wide receiver that can actually make George Pickens get pushed a little bit and think, yeah, you know, that guy could step in and he could replace me. He ain't going to get Wally pipped by Van Jefferson or Calvin Austin or what's the new guy's name? Brandon Johnson. Roman Wilson can't even get a helmet. I don't think he's going to step in and replace the potential and the productivity of George Pickens. Mike Tomlin knows that he can't full-on bench or full-on discipline George Pickens. Maybe the way he wants to, he knows he can't do it. And George Pickens knows that Mike Tomlin can't bench George Pickens. Pickens is smarter than he lets on. We've heard people who cover the team say this. He's doing something that is seen at every single level of football. And you're going to think, well, you can't make the comparison. These guys get paid, yada, yada. It is seen at almost every level of football if you dig just into more of the surface level. I played high school football, I played college football with guys who knew they could basically get away with whatever they wanted because any amount of headache, and they knew no matter what they did, they weren't going to get benched. No matter the headache they caused, no matter the trouble that was caused. And this happens at all levels. It just does. And that is a situation here. George Pickens knows that he can basically dare Mike Tomlin, he can dare the Steelers to sit his ass on the bench for a full game. He knows there ain't nobody on that bench that will step in and take his spot. And coaches can always say that they love bringing this line out. I'd rather have a guy who gives me 100% every time instead of a guy with talent who dogs it. And Mike Tomlin can say, we want volunteers, not hostages. He can get fancy with his lines. They can say it all they want. In this case, I think the player is calling the bluff, and I think the player, at least for now, is going to win. For now, I say this. It's another case, though, where you know what is coming. We had the worries with Pickens late last season. He responded with massive games against the Bengals and the Seahawks. So that makes me think, here comes a big game from George Pickens. Get ready to bet on a touchdown on Sunday. They have to go about this in a way that doesn't really punish the player. It will be viewed as more enabling. But here's the issue. If you want this to come to an end, I think you go one way. I think you kind of block him out. If you want to bench him and see how he takes it, be my guest. My anticipation is that he wouldn't take it all that well. The only way to solve this is to get this guy engaged early and often in the game. Now, you may be caught up force-feeding a few things, but the Steelers made their bed with this roster, and they made their bed with the other options they have here. You have to keep that one good receiver you have, your best offensive weapon, you have to try to keep that guy happy. Something else to add, I mentioned it a little bit earlier, if you're just tuning in, Donnie Football with you tonight on The Fan. The boys are going to Vegas. We are going to Vegas, Joel. I know you're a little bit of a traveler yourself. I discovered that about a month or so ago. You travel around with your family. You visited several state capitals across the land. Is Vegas something you've ever crossed off that list?
We have. My family and I made a trip in 2014, so just over a decade ago. It was really fun.
Okay, but you wouldn't have been at the age yet where you could have truly enjoyed the Vegas experience. You couldn't
drink.
You couldn't gamble.
Yes.
But otherwise.
Otherwise.
Seems like I don't even know like what to expect and anticipate.
I think almost like pretty much every other big city with all the bright lights and, good place to be at night and There's so much to do around there. I remember my family and I, we went to like Hoover Dam, which I don't think is far away from there. I don't remember too much. It was a decade ago. I wish I could remember more, but I remember it being a fun time out there for sure.
Yeah, we're within 48 hours of the green flag being waved on this. I am working tomorrow. I will co-host with Joe. From 10 to 2, I am also going to be on the sideline for our KDKA Radio High School Game of the Week, Franklin Regional, Penn Trafford tomorrow night, so I'm not skipping out on the end of week work commitments here. We're heading out Saturday morning, and if you're listening right now and you're heading out there as well, feel free to shoot me a message. Meet up, stop by, say hello at some point, get a beer together, whatever. Maybe I'll see you at the game as well. If you have been to Vegas, either for the game last year or for any other reason, I would love some recommendations as well. I got some on Twitter today, which I will go through in a little bit. But if you have any others, I would love to hear from you coming up next. Your calls are on deck, 412-928-9370. Any of these topics are on the table. If you want to shoot me some recommendations for Vegas this weekend, please feel free, 412-928-9370. But also, the quarterback continues to be a hot-button topic. Who should start on Sunday? Should Justin Fields get the ball again, or should we get the debut of Russell Wilson? 412-928-9370. What do you make of the week that George Pickens has had? Mostly the antics on Sunday night. And who's most to blame for this? Is it the player, or is it more so the organization and the head coach? 412-928-9370. Would love to get the people's thoughts on all of this coming up. 412-928-9370. That is also the number for the fan text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Your calls up next. It's Donnie Football with you here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.